Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He told us whatever things are true and pure and honest and lovely, you know, etc. Think on these things. He didn't say be mindless. He said this word of God will not depart out of your mouth, but you'll meditate in it. You're not supposed to become mindless. You know, people talk about, well, you know, I meditate and I just think nothing and I just become one with the great cosmic nothingness. You're messed up. And you're opening yourself up to demons. That's what they want you to do. They want you to not think. And that's one of the reasons the drugs are so popular with the devil. He wants you to get high and just let her drift. And just float away to who knows where. He knows where. He's going to take you somewhere. Did you hear me? He's got some real ugly things he wants to put in your mind and some deathly experiences. No, don't you let anybody talk you into turning loose of your mind. You use your mind. You think. Amen. Think. He didn't say don't use your understanding. What did he say? Don't rely on it, and that's all you have to make your decisions by. God gave you a head. He gave you a mind. Use it. But it's not the final deciding factor. Right? What's the final deciding factor? Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Somebody else lives in me. Smarter than me. The Spirit of wisdom. He knows everything about everything. Let's keep reading. He said, in all your ways. How many of your ways? In all your ways. Would that include more than just at church? Would that include all your ways on the job, all your ways in housekeeping, all your ways in cooking, all your ways in driving and traveling and getting to work and dressing and resting and vacationing, all your ways? What do you do? Oh, this is big, friends. A lot of people can quote this, but not nearly as many do it. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. And what will happen? Man, this is something to get excited about, I'm telling you. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. He said, don't be wise in your own eyes. That's the very next verse. So we're not depending on our smarts for this. We're trusting in the smart one in us. And those that seek wisdom early will find wisdom. This is almost too simple for some folks, but I'm telling you, this is a big... Do you desire wisdom?
Yes, sir.
You want to get more wisdom?
Yes, sir.
You got to look for it.
Yeah.
At every juncture during your day, you got to stop and look for it. Where do you look? You look inside where the Spirit of wisdom lives inside you. There's somebody else inside you, and He knows exactly what to do right now.
Amen.
Should I do this or should I do that? He knows.
Yes.
And sometimes it's neither one. You know, the devil will try to pressure you to choose between two wrong choices. Did you know that? Oh, man, he does it all the time. You got to choose. You got to pick. Which one you going to do? Come on, pick. Pick. A or B? A or B? Pick. Come on, you ain't got no time. Pick. And if you'll stop and check with the Lord, He'll tell you about C and D and E. Did you hear me? He'll tell you about His way, the right one, but you have to wait and not just do and not flip coins and not ask other folk what they think you ought to do, not just do something because you're tired of fooling with it. Did you hear me? That's how you miss it. That's how you miss God. In all your ways, say it out loud. Say in all my ways. In all my ways, what do you do? I acknowledge Him. And it helps to verbally acknowledge. It helps you. You know, and something comes up and you don't know what to do, just pause. If you're in a place where it's not appropriate to get too loud, you can say it under your breath. Now, Lord, I know you know what to do on this. You're living inside me. You've given me the mind of the Anointed One. Show me what to do. I'm looking to you. I admit I don't know what to do, but I'm acknowledging you. You know what to do. Show me. I'm looking.
Amen.
And you're looking and you're thinking and you're checking. And those that seek her will find her. Oh, how many can testify that this has happened in your life before? This is the way we live around here all the time. I mean, just all the time something comes up. And, you know, I maybe have done something with that before, made a decision before. But today's a new day. Which way to go now? What to do? Oh, what's the answer to 1,001 questions every day? Be led by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom, counsel, and might. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Go with me to the second chapter of Proverbs, please. Don't miss these important points now. How do you get more wisdom? Let me cover a couple of simple things. The scripture said, wisdom said, I love them that love me. So write some of these things down and get them in your thinking. Love wisdom. You love wisdom. You value, we're talking about the wisdom of God. You value it. It's precious to you. You see that in this second chapter right here. Proverbs 2. He said, Proverbs 2:1, my son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with you so that you incline your ear to wisdom. You've got your ear adjusted and primed for some wisdom. You're listening for it every day. You're looking for it because you love it. And you apply your heart to understanding. Everybody say incline.
Incline.
Your ear.
Apply your heart.
See, this doesn't just fall on you because you're nonchalant about it. You got to get hungry. You got to have a desire. You got to love this. Verse 3, what does it say? If you cry after knowledge. Now, that's not a pitiful boo-hoo cry. That's just an earnest, I got to have it. Oh, I'm looking for it. I'm believing you for my wisdom, Lord. Wisdom, come to me. We see both sides here now. We saw wisdom crying for us. Huh? Well, deep calls unto deep. There needs to be a reply. You know, I grew up in just not too far from here in central Mississippi. We lived 15 miles from the nearest little bitty town. We lived out in the country. And we had bear, panthers, you know, like around here. I remember as a little boy, during the summer season sometime, you'd hear the panthers at night. The panthers would have some young ones. And so mom would be looking for the babies at night. Or, you know, they wasn't just little ones. Apparently, they're half grown. They're away from mama. And she'd, you know, cry out the way panthers do. And no mistaking it, you hear it. And then after a while, you hear another one way over here. Well, that's Junior Panther. You could tell by the sound of the, you know, the cry. It's a young one. And so mama'd cry. Junior'd cry. And you hear them, they're getting closer together. And mama and Junior, mama and Junior. And now you can tell, boy, they must be close together, almost coming from the same place. Then you don't hear them anymore. They got together, crying out for one another. Oh yeah, come on, come on. Wisdom's crying for you. It's calling your name. Understanding's been calling from you before you were born. Huh? It's been crying out. Mo! Mo! Ma, Rick! 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 Who's calling for Rick?
Wisdom
and honor. Who's calling for you?
Wisdom.
Calling for you.
Amen.
What needs to happen though?
Call back.
Come on, are you reading right here?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Chapter 2, what did he say? Verse 3, yea, yes, you got to what? If you will cry after knowledge and if you'll lift up your voice for understanding, you're answering the cry. It ain't the call of the wild. It's wisdom's call. and you're answering because there is somebody home. You're going, yeah, over here. Wisdom. Oh, yeah, wisdom. Wisdom's calling you. Keith, yeah, yeah. Keith, I got you wisdom. Yeah, I'm here, I'm here. Yeah, take a step closer. And wisdom calls and you call and you get closer. Oh, come on now. And wisdom calls and you take a step. Next thing you know, you're knowing things you never knew. You're seeing things you never saw. You're understanding things your mom and daddy didn't understand. Oh, glory to God. And you're thinking, oh, you mean, oh yeah. Now I know, now it's going to work. Now I know where I've been missing it. Now I know what's been lacking. Oh, glory to God. He said, wisdom, you ought to cry out. You ought to hunger for it. You ought to love it. He said, it's more valuable than any amount of money, anything you can buy or have. It's more valuable. You desire it. See, we see this coming on through into the New Testament. How would the Bible say about the best gifts? Anybody remember? Covet earnestly. What does that mean? You want it and you want it bad. You want it more than any car. You want it more than any house. You want it more than any money. What do you want more than any car, house, or money? You want the wisdom of God. Because that's how you're supposed to live your life. That's where you're supposed to go and where you fit. What you're supposed to do. What your call is. What you were made to do. How many of that's worth more than any money, any stuff? And here's the good thing. With it comes the money and the stuff. It's hard not to get ahead of myself here. You remember Solomon? I'll give you a little foretaste here. Solomon, God appeared to him. Remember that? He said, what do you want? He said, oh, he said, you've made me ruler of this great people. I got millions of people, this whole nation looking to me. What to do? Give me wisdom. Give me an understanding and a wise heart. And the Bible said it pleased God that that's what he asked for. And he said, basically, good boy. That's the right thing to ask for. He said, and because you didn't ask for the life of your enemies, you didn't ask for personal stuff, you didn't ask for all the money, but I'm going to give you riches and long life. See, it comes with the wisdom. It's a package deal.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Beginning of Wisdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602B. That's R1602B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.